Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He spoke to me, all about his life in Dundalk Town. Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He told me, lots of things I did not realize about my hometown. Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He spoke to me, all about his life in Dundalk Town. Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He told me, lots of things I did not realize about my hometown. So, I was following up a few posters up for a show I was doing in a few weeks' time, and I realised at 5 o'clock in the afternoon the Chinese takeaways are chock-a-block, and I'd be far better off putting a poster there than some old hardware shop. So I was counting 15 Chinese restaurants, doing my round in the dark end of Dundalk Town, and I realised those are premises I'd never set my foot down. I walked inside and I was pleasantly surprised at the decor, sort of like a galleon of a ship, sort of Tudor. And from the rear, a man appeared, and he looked at me very suspiciously. And he said, "Hey, you over there." I said, "Who, me? What do you want here?" He was a Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He spoke to me, all about his life in Dundalk Town. Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He told me, lots of things I did not realise about my hometown. I said, "Well, you know, I'm putting up a few posters up for a show I'm doing in a few weeks' time. Do you mind if I put up one on your wall?" He said, "Not at all. What type of music do you do?" I said, "I sing songs about the good side and bad side of Dundalk Town." He looked at me sarcastically and said, "What's good about Dundalk Town?" I was taken aback. But quickly he came back and he said, "No, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good people here. But still, there's a lot that's really, really wrong." So I stood back and I said, "Well, you know, I'm here, I'm listening, tell me your story. Go on." Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He spoke to me, all about his life in Dundalk Town. Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He told me, lots of things I did not realise about my hometown. He said, "Well, the kids sometimes come in and they shout, 'Ching Chong Chinaman.' I don't like it, but I try and ignore it if I can." I said, "That's not good." He said, "On Saturday nights, I can't leave my car outside, cause the thugs come from the pubs, give me an awful time." I said, "I have to stop you there, cause a lot of people in this town have the same problem as you. It's not just you." "Well," he said, "the street lights don't come on at night. The next one that works is 25 yards to the right. And you go down to the council offices and they look at you. The girl behind the counter says, 'What are you doing here?' You'll have to go and see the town clerk or town engineer. But the town clerk and town engineer never appear. They're probably laughing at me from the fifth dimension as I walk round like a clown, looking for satisfaction in Dundalk Town. But still," he said, "I've made a lot of good friends here." And I shook his hand and I said, "I'm really glad. And some dark night, when the conditions are right, me and the wife might sit down and make our acquaintance once again with this gentleman, this Chinaman from Dundalk Town. Cause no matter what you do in life, don't let it make a hole in the ground for you. Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town." He spoke to me, all about his life in Dundalk Town. Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He told me, lots of things I did not realize about my hometown. Chinaman in Dundalk Town, Chinaman in Dundalk Town. He spoke to me, all about his life in Dundalk Town. China-